financial risk. Financial risk, it was Mr. Nagendra.
Can you identify these two business people who brought huge financial losses to the banking industry in India? One person, he brought a loss of $1.2 billion, more than 7,000 crores to State Bank of India and other banks. Can you name him?
Modi.
He is a spiritual person, not a spiritual, he is a spirits person.
Okay.
Vijay Malaya. Vijay Malaya of Kingfisher Airlines. He defaulted in credit repayment. Another person, he brought a loss of $2 billion, more than 14,000 crores of rupees to Punjab National Bank and other banks. You're getting named that person. Nirav Modi. He's the dream. He's the diamond merchant, diamond trader who defaulted in left off credit guarantee repayment. Now, how to, they are the classic examples of financial risks. How to manage these financial risks? There is a magnum opus institution which is called BIS, Bank for International Institutions, Bank for International Settlement. It's called BIS. That bank comes out with standards and definitions to manage the financial risks. My research for today's speech is based on the documents available at their website. It's bis.org. bis.org. Based on those documents, I'm going to present this speech to you. Toastmaster of the day, a mentor, evaluator, other Toastmasters, and my dear guests. This BAS, it has two roles. First, defining the risks and then managing the risks. Defining the risks broadly defines the risks under three categories: credit risk, market risk, operational risk. Credit risk is performance risk. Market risk is price risk. Operational risk is process risk. Credit risk is performance risk. If the party, if the borrower is not repaying, not performing, that is credit risk. Market risk is price risk. If the price of the security goes ups and downs in the market, that is market risk. Operational risk is process risk. Due to process failure, due to system failure, if anything happens, that is process risk. Combining all these three risks, we had seen that great financial crisis in 2008. Hope some of you remember that. In 2008, all these three risks combined together created the financial crisis and it caused depression. How did it happen? It started as a credit risk, converted into market risk, and then grown into operational risk. Credit risk is caused by the subprime mortgage loans. In simple terms, mortgage loan is nothing but housing loan. Subprime mortgage loan means it is a housing loan without adequate security. That is it. The banks were lending left and right to the bad borrowers. That is subprime mortgage loans. That caused credit risk in US. It started in US and then it converted into market risk. How did it convert into market risk? These loans were converted into derivatives, another instruments in share market, and then sold in the share market. That created the market risk in the world. Then it bloomed into operational risk. Operational risk because internationally all the banks are buying and selling this and making quick profit. Buying and selling these derivatives based on these mortgage loans and making huge profits. That caused their process failure, system failure. That was operational risk. So everything combined together created the financial crisis in 2008. And then all the heads of the countries combined together and they sought the help of this bank, Bank for International Settlement. Already it was coming out with some standards, Basel 1, 2. Now they have come up with a standard called Basel III standard. Basel is nothing but the place in Switzerland where this bank is situated. That's why it's called Basel standard. They come out with a standard with three standards. One is capital adequacy, another one is supervisory norm, third one is market discipline. Capital adequacy is 8% of the risk-weighted assets is to be kept under capital in banks. That is capital adequacy. Supervisory norm is the supervisory bank in our India, it is Reserve Bank of India. They have to supervise the banks properly. They have some standards. Market discipline is they have to manage the market properly. There are many markets, share market, currency market, commodity market, across the world. So they have provided standards. All the standards together, put together, I have come out with a simple point. Default and degrade are credit risk. Position and price are market risk. Errors and events are operational risk. And this Basel formula, capital adequacy is standard, risk management standard, but corporate governance, that is the main standard. Whatever standards they give, unless we follow ethical standard, it's of no use. Right? So that is in brief about the financial risk. But before reading all these things, a banker called me, attended the phone. Yes, Nagendra. Nagendra, are you interested in equity? No, only in green tea. That was my knowledge at that point of time. Now I think I brought some clarity here, but due to brevity of that, there is a little bit density, more density. Thank you for your genuine intensity in listening to me.